2024 is approaching super fast. In fact, it'll be here faster than you can flip an omelet or faster than you can figure out exactly what you want for your birthday. Now, during the end of the year and towards the enter into a new year is a time where people make New Year's resolutions. But it's also a time where people begin to reflect. And this is especially true for me, where the end of the year is coming, you're trying to reflect upon your growth and how have things changed. I have realized there are three important skills that I have been developing over the last few years that are even more important today than they were yesterday. And so I'm going to discuss them, and I'm going to give you some practical things that you can do to make sure that you end up in a better situation than you are today. Because we also want to make sure that we thrive in the upcoming years. Not just year, but years. Now, when we consider the season that we're in and the climate, it makes us understand that things are not the way they were yesterday, and things are constantly changing. In fact, I've seen one video recently that said that millionaires are going to be the new middle class. Well, which is not that far-fetched when you think about the rate of inflation and how bad things are getting for a lot of families. So let's get into this. The first thing that we should pay attention to as far as investing our time to learn more is to learn how to learn. You think that is something that we were always taught, but it's really not. If you were to think about this, when you learned your ABCs, you learned all your ABCs separately and you learned the sounds. And then you learn a word and a word had meaning. Then you put that word into a sentence and then you put that sentence into a paragraph. And then it's so forth and so forth. But when you read, they taught us to read word by word and each word has a meaning. But you can actually, when you're reading, you can actually chunk words together and you're able to read faster. So there are lots of different skills that you can use to learn how to learn faster, especially because in the school system, they focus on one side of the brain and they kind of ignore the other. They focus on the rationale side and they focus on the academics. Best way to learn anything is by learning using both sides of your brain to learn. It helps you remember it more. Surprisingly, it's actually a skill to learn how to learn faster and more effectively and to remember things more. And so that's the first thing, because with the amount of information that's coming at us, we need to be able to process it faster so that we'll be able to make better decisions. Sounds logical. The second skill right here, this skill right here, is one that you already apply and you don't even realize it, but it's one that you can work on to get better at. And that skill is marketing and selling. If you have a job, you had to market yourself and you to get that position. Now, one reason why a lot of people don't like selling stuff is because they remember the bad experience where someone tried to sell them something that they didn't want and did not care about. And they felt pushy. But most of the time when you have a transaction where you buy something, it's actually a pleasant experience, the majority of the time. But we always seem to remember the ones where it wasn't pleasant and great. Just like when things go super well, people don't really talk about it. But when something goes terribly wrong, they got to tell everybody. So selling actually reminds me of the parable with the sower. And when the person went and spread out the seed across the different environments, the seed was good. What wasn't was the spot that it landed, which means that everything is not for everybody, but it doesn't mean that what you're saying or what you're trying to deliver isn't good. And so you have to be able to find the right people that are for your enterprise or for your message or for whatever it is that you're actually doing and whatever it is that you're trying to sell. And people have to want and already desire whatever it is that you have. You have to present it and package it in a way that is pleasing for them to actually consume. Because if someone goes to the store because they know they need some socks, they already have in their mind that they need some socks. It's your job to make sure you have the best socks that are suited for them. And selling is actually about serving. But when we flip those things and we try to persuade people to do something that we want for our own means, it doesn't go well. And it's a bad experience. But when we focus our attention on the person that we're trying to serve and make it all about them and not us, they get exactly what they need and their expectations are met. Selling also is related to marketing, and marketing is developing a desire and an influence. And you'll say, well, I don't want to be in front of anybody. Well, you have something to offer somebody. The question is who and how to make it known that you are available to actually help people. And so if you have some type of event that you want to do, then you have to be able to understand how to actually get their attention. Because there's so many things that our attention can be placed on. The question is, how are you going to stand out to the right people at the right time? It's like a divine appointment. You don't want to miss it. Now, if you focus on those first two skills that I mentioned and you like them, you want to make sure you smash that like button. Now, the third skill builds on the last two, and it's going to be financial literacy. It's being able to speak the language and understand how money actually works. See, before in school, they kind of just tell you this plan, which doesn't really work, and they put you into financial constraints when you go to college and you're poor and you take out loans, and all of a sudden, the job you get is not good enough to pay for those loans. Just don't make sense. Yet, we're told that's what I did, and it's not a good thing, not a good scenario. Now, am I grateful that I was able to go to college? Yes, but are there skills that are missing that should have been included in my curriculum? Yes. And did I learn those skills on my own? Yes. And so what I'm saying is you want to make sure that you're able to learn about these things. Even crypto, for instance, that's something you should learn about. I'm not saying what you need to put your money into, but I'm saying that it's an asset class that you should be able to get yourself familiar with. Because if you don't understand how to control your money's going to control you. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be controlled by my finances. I want to have freedom over my finances. And I want to be able to have freedom and make a significant impact on my community. And so that requires financial intelligence. And so in order to develop that, you want to make sure you study certain topics, because the reality is that everybody don't treat money the same. Poor people treat it one way, the middle class treats it one way, and the rich treats it another way. And the gap between the rich and the poor is continuing to widen. And while it sounds like it's something that you have no control over, you have direct control over what you do with your money and what you do with your time. And as a bonus, I want to make it clear that you can't just follow your passions, because while your passions can lead you to hobbies, but just because you followed your passion doesn't mean it's what the market wants. You have to figure out how to serve other people by adding value to them. In order to do that, you have to figure out what other people care about and what problems are other people going through that you have already overcame or that you can help them get through. It's great when your income and your desire is in alignment. And that's the ultimate goal that a lot of people want. But sometimes you just got to work part-time on your thing until you have the money available to go full-time into that industry. Now, when I was in college, my wife, she tried a lot of different majors until she figured out exactly the one that she wanted to do. And that's how life works. You have to be able to try different things. And when you found something that's interesting, you stick with it long enough for you to get good enough for you to actually produce something worthwhile of value to someone else. Here's the nugget of truth. There's actually a scripture that says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." See, we have to be able to seek knowledge and understanding and get the wisdom that we need to do wonderful things. We can't expect our lives to get better if we don't become the people necessary to bring about that result. There's no such thing as a dumb question, but the quality of your question is going to determine the quality of your answer. So we need to figure out a way to ask better questions, and that way we'll get better answers. So focusing on learning the right skills will set you up for success. This is the Wealthy Mindset Podcast. I am your host, Roberto Swift, and I am out.